Time to head to Jackson Creek, and we will do so with the principal, Dr. Dominic Stella. Dr. Stella, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing? I'm doing fantastic, and I'm glad to be on your show this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you making the time, as always. And I think with you and most of your cohorts and our friends at corporate, we're all kind of dusting off the manual of, well, maybe it's going to snow, maybe it's not going to snow. We might as well be ready anyhow. What's the plan of attack if we have to worry about that at Jackson Creek here in the coming days?
Yeah, so we're going to make sure that we are full go, regardless of, you know, whether there's snow on the ground or not. We're going to make sure that our educational opportunities, we have equal access to them, and make sure that our students are here warm in the building, safe and ready to go. And if not, they'll be able to be home and hopefully enjoy some warm space there as well. But, you know, I'm a Wisconsinite. I love some snow, but as much as I love that, I love our kids in the building even more.
That's the whole thing. We've had enough of the not in the building over the last few years to even worry about anymore. But it is a part of life here in the Midwest, as you know, as we know. And your 7th and 8th graders, they're always busy. And with the middle school, the age groups are fascinating. My daughter is an 8th grader at Bachelor, so I have just enough knowledge to be dangerous in this conversation. But it always feels like they're either coming or going when you have 7th and 8th graders. It's just how it works. But here we are in the second semester, so I know your 8th graders are looking at their next steps and tours of the high schools. And then you guys must be recruiting the 6th graders to get into 7th grade. You're busy.
Oh, that's so true. We are fortunate enough, starting tomorrow, we've actually got some guidance counselors coming in from our area high schools here, Bloomington South, and they're going to be speaking with our students about some of the opportunities, the courses that can be taken over at South. And admittedly, once the kids are at this point in the year, our 8th graders are, or they think they're ready for high school. So that's exciting when the high schools come visit us. And then, of course, we take time to visit the elementary schools so that they feel like they're headed to the safe and fun place that Jackson Creek can be. So it's active. We're collaborating with different schools here in the district, and it is a fun time.
Dr. Dominic Stella is our guest today. And, well, how many, let's see now, is this first, you're number one in charge?
Hey, good note there, absolutely, yeah. So prior to this year, I was an assistant principal here at Jackson Creek for 4 years. And this is my first year as principal, and I'm loving every moment of it.
What's been the biggest change moving up to the big seat? I know the assistant principal, everybody kind of has their sphere of influence, but now you're the influence of the sphere. How does that work?
Oh, it's been fantastic. And the good thing is I've had those years of experience to understand the heartbeat of our school and make sure that it keeps pounding along and try and improve upon things too as well. So we've had a few different opportunities to try and improve some of our practices, whether it be our intervention program here or our positive recognition of both teachers and students. And we're seeing the needle is absolutely moving objectively when we look at our test scores and our attendance and all the good things that make up a successful school. So it's been fantastic.
It's a tough age. And again, as I mentioned, I have a teenage daughter who's in eighth grade. So dealing with hormones and dealing with fun, just to see them kind of grow up before your eyes. How important is it that your culture in that building fosters a learning environment and a positive environment? Tell me about your ROARS code.
Yeah, so that's a really good point there. Is our ROARS code is a code that we implement here at our school in terms of our responsibility, organization, accountability, respect to safety. And when we're looking at each and every one of those, we're being considerate of what are our behaviors and attitudes here at the school. A way that we recognize that students engage in that is every Friday, we do a student spotlight, and that involves students coming down to the office. We've got a black chalkboard wall where they get to write their name up there. It's a great positive connection home. I get to reach out to some of those families and thank them and their child for making such great choices and contributing to our community. And it really just helps to foster a safe, inclusive place for the short 2 years that they're with us.
a very quick 2 years. Just when you figure out how to get to all the places in the building, then it's on to the bigger buildings. But
you know it, yeah.
And speaking of your building, I remember when your building was sparkly brand new back there in the early 2000s. Have you guys been there 20 years? Is that close? What is your anniversary over there?
Yeah, 25th. So
99.
Yeah. Oh, you know it, they fly by, and we just recently, we've been doing some revisions, so we've got some paint and new furniture to make sure that things are welcoming for, you know, our students, faculty, staff, all guests that are here, and it's been nice.
25 years over there. What do you guys feed the deer out there? Every time I drive by there, there's a million deer out there. You've got to be paying attention when you get out there.
They keep me on my toes, right?
Dominic Stell is our guest. The doctor checks in his first year as the principal at Jackson Creek. Okay, so here we are, new semester. What is on the immediate calendar? No school Monday, right, with the holiday?
That's right. We are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by not being in attendance there. We are rolling into a lot of great opportunities here at school. Prior to the break, we had some pretty special things going on. We had our typical concert, so band, choir, and orchestra by Mr. Hanson and Donnelly. One really cool thing that we had was our rock and rhythm class, which Mr. Donnelly teaches, performed in front of the entire school as well as community guests, had a little rock show put on. And then during break, Mr. Pace, who is our athletic director, was able to facilitate our boys basketball team competed over at Bankers Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
I saw that. How do you get on the big court over there? That was pretty cool.
Hey, you know, he does big things for our school, and we're just very fortunate to have him here and make those connections for our kids and family. So that was fantastic. Looking forward here, though, outside of that, we've got some new courses that we're going to be looking to implement here at the school next year. And this is in response to our students and families expressing some interest in those, one of which is a world languages class, and it's a survey of all cultures. So currently we do teach French, Spanish, and Chinese, but this would be more of an introduction to different cultures around the world. And then the other component that we're going to be adding next year, and is very relevant to kids nowadays, is we're going to have an esports club.
Oh, very cool.
And yeah, so we're all about trying to make sure that school is a place where kids feel welcome and they can connect, and hopefully those two additional opportunities will make school all the better for our kids.
And once we have all these great opportunities, the days just keep getting eaten up. I know the dog days of winter are here, and everybody's, you can't wait till spring break and all the fun things. But we get, you know, Valentine's Day and testing and all that other fun stuff in there. What are some of the other big things on your calendar we need to be paying attention to as we roll on here in semester number two?
Well, we've got quite a few different athletic events coming up here as we're right in the middle of our winter season, so that's going to be our girls basketball, and we've also got boys basketball will be concluding here shortly, and before you know it, we've actually got our swimming team that's going to be starting up here in about a week, and I know our families are very excited about that. We will have additional competitions for clubs that will be here coming up as well, such as robotics, and those are the majority of things that we have planned here for the immediate future.
Never a dull, never, never, never a dull moment over at Jackson Creek. All right, well, that's the good news. So no school on Monday, Martin Luther King Day. And, we always say, you know, not a day off, but a day on, not a day off. It's 10 degrees, minus one. Are we ready to stay warm up? Did everybody have a good holiday break? Everybody back, batteries recharged, refreshed, and ready to go?
Hey, they're excited to be back, and that's one thing that I love about our teachers and our students. It wasn't the gloom and doom drudgery of walking in. Everybody came in all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go. It's a break in the semester here. We're starting the second semester, so some students have new classes that they're excited about and going through that whole process. So it's just been a lot of great opportunities ahead.
All right. Well, you guys have a great rest of the spring semester. We'll see you on the courts, on the streets, in the music rooms, and all places in between. Dr. Stella, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it. And well, you're from Wisconsin. I don't have to tell you to stay warm, but you might want to pass that on to the others.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks. I appreciate it.